This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's time for the Stephen Jones Show here on The Fan. Segment is brought to you by Soda, that's state of the art. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. And Stephen Jones joining you now here on your home of the Cowboys.
He's in the building!
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, good. I saw you guys had the fewest rushing yards allowed in any game this season. That's quite a bounce back from the last two games. I guess they were determined to get that shut down, huh?
Yeah, this is just a part of the growth when you change the scheme and you change language. And obviously, we have some young players. So, that's part of it. Certainly no one's going to step up and declare everything's fixed. We've got a long journey. Football to be played, obviously some challenges that pop away, whether it's being down a couple of corners or now we're obviously dealing with the Micah and Bilal situation. So, this is just part of playing in the NFL and playing a long season. And we know we've got a lot of work to do. It's a big, big win for us. We came off a strong fourth quarter against the Ravens and fought, and back to getting that game and didn't quite get there, but, followed it up with a what we feel is a good win against the Giants on the road, divisional opponent, and, they're a good football team.
What are we seeing from Mozzie here? It looks like he's started to come on a little bit, maybe his best game. What improvements have you seen from him?
No question. I think he's one of those guys that, everybody noticed, and, it's hard to get noticed at nose tackle, but he certainly did it. And, I think he's getting a feel for what Coach Zimmer and his staff want out of him. As you start to see it, and when Mike and his group came in and were working through what they needed, in an interior defensive lineman, it fits a lot more with what Mozzie did at Michigan. And certainly we thought a lot of him, enough to pick him in the first round. And I think you're starting to see him, really get comfortable. And I think that's, part of what we're going to keep working through here. As I said, no one's declared anything's fixed by any stretch. We've got a lot of work to do, and, we've got some challenges to work through.
You brought up Tank and Micah. Any more you can add to when they might possibly be able to get back? And then Deron Bland, any more information on his timetable?
Yeah, I think, Mike is going to be week to week. Every player is different, in terms of how their body heals and how they respond. Mike will be week to week, and we'll just, hadn't ruled him out for that matter for this week. But we'll just see how things go. D-Law's probably a little bit longer in terms of how long he'll take. But all these things will be situations, as we get our hands around over the next couple of days. See exactly where, once we get our hands on them and start working with them, Britt Brown, see where they go. And then Deron Bland's making good progress. This will be a big week to see, kind of where he is in terms of, how much longer it will be. Probably not this week, but certainly he's getting closer. And, be great to, when you got two of your top four corners not playing, then you get challenged. But a lot of teams have those challenges in terms of injuries and what they're working through.
When you're down two defensive ends, do you look at just addressing that internally, or would you maybe be more aggressive at trying to add some help at that area?
Well, we're always looking for help. I mean, that goes without saying. We got to have some guys internally step up, whether Nealon getting more action, and of course he flashes and has shown making some plays in the game last night. And then you got a guy like Lawson who's been coming along and, felt like he had some disruptive plays in there. And then, we got Ty Wheat on our team who's now going to see some opportunity, and we'll see what else may be out there.
Stephen,
It's pretty clear watching the game last night and then watching it again this morning that you guys were interested in trying to help BB, you know, with Lawrence, which is the right thing to do. I'm interested about Guyton, though.
I think most teams in the league, Brian, if you're a center going against him,
yeah,
they're looking for ways to help the center.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Let's be clear about that. That guy's one of the best in the business.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I was just curious, though, about the thing with Guyton, though. You know, and over 80% of the time he was facing some one-on-one stuff. Is it now hard to help tackles with chips and spacing and stuff like that, just because you get in their way and it hurts them more than maybe, you know, just leaving them one-on-one with those guys?
No, I just think each game plan is a little different, what you're going up against. You know, as you continue to work, you know, with a young Guyton who's just got so many tools to work with and has certainly been outstanding as a rookie out there. But, in terms of playing left tackle, but you know, it's just each game plan's a little different as to whether you you know, keep more people in and chip more, and you know, I think it's just week to week. And certainly, you know, we look at our offensive line and look at that as one of the strong points on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we were playing the team yesterday that has some really strong resources tied up in their defensive line, but they're Burns and Lawrence, and then of course their first round pick. So you know, that's just you know, that's what you're going against. We'll play the Commanders as well, and they got a lot of resources in their defensive line. So you know, as I say, any win in this league is a huge win, especially on the road against a divisional opponent.
Especially when you know, your starting right guard has to deal with attempted eye gouges to him. That looked pretty tough last night there for Zach, huh?
Well, Zach, these guys, the amount of toughness that they have is just supreme. And it would make most ordinary men take a huge knee. He kind of jogs off, gets a few eye drops, gets it tended to, and he's back in. So, you know, that's just part of being in the trenches in the NFL. It's not for the faint-hearted.
How are the fans up there for you guys these days? You're not having to deal with any of that, are you?
No, I mean, it's, we've been going up there for 30-plus years, and, you know, they've got a great atmosphere there at MetLife, and I've seen a lot worse to contend with than the Giants fans in terms of – they're great fans, I'm not saying that, but in terms of being a little on the rough and tumble side.
Steven, I don't know that I've seen more questions about a practice squad elevation than when it comes to Dalvin Cook, but what's your plan with him moving forward?
Yeah, Mike will address that as we move forward. We obviously got the big win getting it on a Thursday, and we need the full 10 days right now to just continue to take a look at where we are. We're a work in progress. We know there's nothing perfect right now, but also see that, you know, this team's going to be a team that I think gets better every week and going to have challenges just like we have with our injury situation right now. We'll continue to look at all aspects of our personnel here during this 10-day window, and then, you know, we'll go back to work. We're getting ready to play a hell of a Pittsburgh Steeler team. Nothing but respect for Coach Tomlin. Serve on the competition committee with him. He's as great a football coach as there as that I've been around in terms of, you know, the respect I have for him. And, you know, it's going to be all hands on deck against the Steelers.
Yeah, after seeing what Lamar did, how confident are you guys just a couple of weeks later against you know, a quarterback who might not be as fast but can really you know, move the ball with his legs?
Well, like I said, we've got a lot of work to do, and certainly when you got a quarterback who's you know, who they really count on you know, to be an element in the rushing game, which certainly Lamar was, and certainly this guy is doing a hell of a job for the Steelers. And you know, they've always been known. I mean, this division we're playing in the AFC right now with Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Cincinnati. You know, they're you know, it's a tough group. So it's good for us. It'll make us better as a football team in the long haul. But we certainly got our work cut out for us.
Steven, does it speak to the chemistry and the type of bond and leadership you have in that locker room when you see a guy like Micah Parsons rubbing out a cramp for his teammate there, Trayvon, on the field?
Hey, it's all – these guys are competitors. I know everybody can be critical in terms of the banner that goes on when there's – you know, when you're going through a rough patch. But, you know, I like the makeup of this football team and, you know, really feel like, this is one of those teams that I think is just going to get better and better with each week.
Steven, I was curious, in your scouting meetings, when the scouts were talking about Hunter Lipke, did they say that he can do everything that he's doing right now? Or is this guy just getting better and better? I know that, you know, we've all evaluated his college tape. He was a fine player at North Dakota State. But has he really done more than you even envisioned?
Yeah, we would have drafted him had we known exactly. Hunter was going to be Hunter.
Yeah.
And Hunter didn't make the team till about the last week of the last week before the cut. So he was headed toward a practice squad early, and all he does is keep elevating himself in terms of being a football player who is such an integral part of everything that we do, whether it's special teams, blocking your man, catching the ball, running it on short yardage. He's just been a great asset for Dak and our offensive football team.
Thank you so much, Steven. Have a great weekend off, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
Thanks a lot. Always good being on, guys.
Salute. There you go. Steven Jones here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. I was wondering in there, you know, you talk about changing defenses, how important it will be at the end of this year to keep Mike Zimmer. You know, this is not a question for week five, but, you know, I think looking forward, ideally you would have enough success and feel like we're building. He is 68 years old.
Yeah, and you wonder, though, would a
head coach want a different guy?
Sometimes, say it's a first-year head coach.
Yeah.
Say if you do get a Ben Johnson. I'm just using him as a first-year head coach example. You know, maybe then it's one of those things where if your Jones is on an interview, you ask him, Ben Johnson, tell me your staff.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your staff? And, you know, if his staff is, you know, like, okay, I can understand that. Or maybe you suggest, well, we got a Mike Zimmer. We got an Al Harris. You know, we've got a couple of guys that, you know.
We're feeling pretty good over here on defense, aren't we?
Yeah, would you be interested in talking to? But if you're a guy like Belichick, you know, I don't know if you necessarily, you know, bring in.
Oh, yeah, Belichick would.
Yeah, you don't bring in. You know, Mike doesn't get that opportunity probably. But if you're a first-year head coach.
Bill would probably be like, hey, Mike, you want to coach the offense? The defense is fine, but you can have that offense thing.
Yeah.
On offense, my only beef last night, well, there's quite a few beefs, but it's very static. But I think my number one thing is trying to throw to Brandon Cooks on third and long. Like, he's at the sticks fighting for it, and he's just too small to hold anybody off.
Well, see, this is where in Cresty's corner today, you guys remember the play. Remember when they stack him behind Ferguson? This is what they need to do more with Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
They stack it behind Ferguson, and they run Ferguson up the field, like creating a natural pick.
I like it.
And then they run Cooks behind him in the wake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then break him on that, and Cordell Flott can't keep up with him.
No.
So now you've got Cooks on full gallop, catching the ball on the move and breaking tackle and then going. But you've created opportunity for him by running a vertical pick with Ferguson. How do you not do that more?
No, it's
how
do you, it's a
great question.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's when I watch other tape, when I watch a San Francisco or a Minnesota or these other teams play, and they're creating separation for their guys to...
Just based on alignment and scheme.
Alignment and scheme.
Yeah.
Flagtober 2024 starts tomorrow. The Tour de DFW starts at 9 a.m., goes till 6:30, a giant loop around North Texas, handing you the free, brand-new Whataburger 2024 G-Bag Nation flag at participating Whataburger locations, brought to you by Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. You can find all the details at G-Bag Nation on X. You did mention the corner, Brian. Where exactly are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got this film broken down for you, and I'm going to tell you the type of day that Mozzie Smith did have. We'll do that next.